The Upwards team makes all our lives easier. And the Oak Hills Church has, for many decades, tolerated my teachings and forgiven my shortcomings. I'm grateful to each of you. Jenna, Andrea, and Sarah, what dad deserves such splendid daughters? Return to the nest anytime you like. And my wife, Deanalyn, I'm confused. I thought our honeymoon was supposed to last 10 days. My, it's been 40 years and we're still celebrating. Did you book this trip? And one final prayer to the giver of all words. Eternal thanks, dear King. Would you convince the ones who read these words that the best of life is yet to be? I love golf. If only it loved me in return. Alas, it is a one-sided romance. My golf swing is the stuff that keeps an instructor awake at night. One kindly compared it to an octopus falling from a tree. Another said, I know your problem. You're standing too close to the ball after you hit it. Still another suggested that I take a couple of weeks off from golf and then try bowling. One coach refuses to give up on me. He's a terrific friend and experienced sleuth of the game. He works on golf like a mechanic on a V8 engine, taking my swing apart piece by piece. During one lesson, I thought I had done the impossible. I thought I had stumped him. He studied me as I hit ball after ball. He watched from every angle. He stood behind me to either side of me. Finally, I asked him, "What do you think I should do?" He rested his elbow on a crossed arm and cupped his chin in his hand. "I'm not sure." "What do you mean?" "Well, I'm trying to find the one problem that is causing the other nine." "We're still looking for it." His approach makes sense. Problems are best solved when traced to their beginnings. This teaching strategy explains my fascination with the most well-known verse in the Bible, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Could a single sentence contain more significance? Consider the weight of its words. God loved world, perish, eternal life. Each phrase deserves a deep dive. Each term warrants its own conversation. Each word merits its own chapter. Hence the book 3:16. I am grateful that my dear friends at HarperCollins Christian Publishing have chosen to relaunch it for a new generation of readers. When it released in 2007, we had no idea it would be so well received. It's been read by all ages, translated into 25 languages, and used in countless settings, numerous bookstore chains, church denominations, and entire congregations spent focused time examining this life-giving promise. Prisons, small groups, personal studies. Stories came from readers around the world who found faith in this 26-word parade of hope, whose words have been framed, t-shirted, tattooed, monogrammed, and bannered. Every time I recall these words, they are as fresh and as stunning as my first encounter with them. The mind-bending awareness of God's limitless love, his incalculable sacrifice, and the priceless teaching at the core. How can we not review it again and again? I want this generation and all who come after to look closely at the key promise of God and choose the gift beyond all gifts. John 3:16 does for the human heart what my coach attempted to do for my golf swing. It invites us to get to the root of the human story. We tend to do the opposite. We focus on the fruit. Am I well employed?